This week's topic surprised even me. Friday Night History 84, Season 3, Episode 18. Yoko'o Tōsaku Goes South. We begin this week in what's now Kami, Miyagi Prefecture, but back in the days of Sendai Domain. Yoko'o Tōsaku was born there in 1839, the son of a doctor, and he seems to have shown great promise as a scholar from a young age. Studying first at the Yokendo Academy in Sendai, then in Edo at the Shogunate's Shōheizaka Academy, Yoko'o followed the path of many of his contemporaries in the warrior caste who pursued education at an advanced level. Going to the Shōheizaka Academy was the equivalent of going to grad school, so it's not that unusual a thing to have done for someone with a high level of formal education. What I think is more unusual and interesting is that he went on to study English and develop a keen awareness of the world beyond Japan. Sendai Domain Edo-based liaison officer and commissioner of finance Owara Shindayu recommended Yoko'o for further study, first with Fukuzawa Yukichi at the Keio Gijuku, today's Keio University, and then with missionary Samuel Robbins Brown. Owara was one of the forward-thinking Sendai Domain leaders responsible for the education of people who went on to prominence in both the Domain as well as in Meiji Japan. Yoko'o was one. Another far more famous was Takahashi Korekiyo, later Prime Minister and Finance Minister. Takahashi studied with James Curtis Hepburn. You might not be familiar with Hepburn's name, but if you've seen how I render Japanese words in the Latin alphabet in blog posts, you've seen a modified version of the romanization system that Hepburn invented. Takahashi, Yoko'o, and other Sendai warriors of their time joined the ranks of the Japanese people with English language skill, a population that was rapidly growing since the Phaeton incident forced the shogunate to rapidly bootstrap its capability in the English language. Incidentally, one of Yoko'o's classmates in Brown's tutelage was a Matsuyama retainer named Oshikawa Masayoshi. Oshikawa, together with Pennsylvanian William F. Hoy, founded Tohoku Gakuin University, one of Sendai's preeminent institutions of higher learning, which I am proud to call an alma mater. But that's a story for another time. Because of Yoko'o's skill in English, Sendai Domain orders came down, placing him as an English language instructor at Yokendo Academy, on which we've done another episode on this podcast. But then the war came, and Sendai Domain rallied the Northern Alliance in its fight against the Sacho-dominated Imperial forces. And far from a reactionary conservative last stand of the old order, the Alliance had a foreign policy agenda, which it hoped to pursue by way of presenting its case to the Foreign Diplomatic Corps in Japan, first in the newly opened port of Niigata, and then after a secret trip aboard the British merchant vessel Albion in Yokohama. Yoko'o headed the delegation that argued the Alliance case before the representatives of 11 countries in Yokohama. He did not succeed. However, he made enough of a nuisance of himself that word got out that he was in Greater Edo, and the Imperial government put a price on his head, dead or alive. They did not manage to capture him before the war's end. Yoko'o escaped safely aboard one of Enomoto Takeaki's ships and made it back to Sendai Domain via Sabusawa Island. After the war, he was again involved in English language education in Sendai, teaching at the Shinbikan, one of the Domain's post-Boshin War schools, which went on to be a predecessor of Miyagi Prefectural Sendai Daiichi High School. But a new career soon took Yoko'o to Greater Tokyo, where he served in a variety of government positions in Kanagawa Prefecture and Tokyo proper, including the Tokyo Metropolitan Police Department. However, Yoko'o was also one of many vocal proponents of something called Nanshinron. Nanshinron was an ideology in the empire that advocated for its attention toward an expansion south and east into the islands of the Pacific. Yoko'o himself is on record as having argued for Japanese settlement on the Philippine islands of Palawan, Sulu, and Mindanao. And in 1887, Yoko'o petitioned Enomoto Takeaki, now Minister of Communications and Transportation, who allowed Yoko'o to lead a survey trip aboard the Glasgow-built lighthouse ship and later imperial yacht, Meiji Maru. The voyage surveyed the islands that comprise the Casareto, the volcano islands, including one with curious black sand and a mountain on one corner. This trip became the impetus for Japan's formal annexation of the islands a few years later. They were settled by people from the Izu Islands, which lie some distance to the north between the volcano islands and Honshu itself. A few decades later, they played a strategic role in the later stages of the Pacific War, when the Allied forces sought to take them over and use them as forward bases in the campaign against the home islands of Japan in 1945. Some of the most iconic photos of the Pacific War, arguably of the 20th century as a whole, were taken on those islands that Yokoo surveyed. Yokoo remained a proponent of Nanshinron for the rest of his life. He died suddenly in 1903 while visiting Tomita Tetsunosuke, a friend and fellow ex-date retainer, a colleague of Takahashi, who we mentioned earlier, who had risen to serve variously as governor of Tokyo and governor of Bank of Japan. The volcano islands, meanwhile, remain a part of Japan, despite having been briefly administered by the United States in the aftermath of the Second World War. The only permanent population, however, is that of the Self-Defense Forces personnel who operate the base on that curious black sand island that was a battlefield in 1945. Today, Yokoo is still sometimes referred to as the Columbus of the East. Make of that what you will, given his role in expanding an empire at the expense of the indigenous peoples and the territories he sought to have absorbed, it's an understandable moniker. And the Meiji Maru, his ship, is now a museum ship on display at the Tokyo University of Marine Science and Technology. And what, you may well ask, as well you may, was that island with the curious black sand? I speak, of course, of Iwo Jima. And with that, I will see you next week. I'm Nairi, and this has been Friday Night History. Now, questions? Friday Night History is a historical romp with me, your favorite history dyke, Dr. Nairi A. Bakalian. Our theme is O Hayashi from Paratune, licensed under CC 4.0. This podcast is brought to you by my Patreon patrons, so thank you to Sorcha, Catherine, Emily, Eric, Jan, Bob, Ryan, Sean, Ennis, Faith, JD, Kaz, Rita, Dinsdale, ALC, AO65, Amy, Daphne, Dr. Yakumo, Lemur, Gnarl, Irene, Jesse, Catherine, Katie, Laura, Maeve, Mark, Nora, Sinan, Aura, Bewick, Charlene, Charles, Danny, Deborah, Emily D, Emily R, Julie, Gabe, Jacob, Jax, Jocelyn, Kathy, Kim, Mary, Phoebe, Phoebe Z, Relia, Rueri, Lisa, Susan, Tora, Zandra, Allison, Amy, Andrick, Bruce, Charlotte, Colin, Flitterkit, Jack, Kelly, Lane, Natalie, Fuong, Planes, Sam, Samantha, Vera, Ines, and Zoe. I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you so much, and remember, who you are and what lights your fire is worth fighting for. North Star forever. I'll see you around.